Welcome everybody to the May meeting. I'll open the meeting up and apologies and leaves of absence, there is none. So I'll hand, public question time, can you just check out, so if there's anyone out for public question time please? Thank you. Okay, there's no leave evidence. We'll go into confirmation of previous minutes that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council on the 23rd of April 26 be confirmed as a true and correct record. Is someone prepared to move? Move Damien Guyer, Councillor Guyer. Seconder, Councillor Faithful. Anyone against? No one being against, that's carried. The receival of minutes for the WeRock board meeting on the 8th of May, the minutes of the Central Eastern Accommodation and Care, SIACA, meeting for the 4th of May, 26, the minutes from the Eastern Wheatbelt Biosecurity Group on the 24th of April, and the minutes from the Great Eastern Zone held on Thursday, the 23rd of April. Is somebody prepared to move those minutes? Move Councillor Guy, seconded Councillor Della Bosca. Anybody against? No one being against, carry. It might have quickened things up by asking this, that and the other, but just anyone against, otherwise it's moved, okay? Okay, going on to the present councillor's announcements, Councillor Simmons.
Nothing to report, this last meeting.
Okay, no worries.
You went to the Golden Outback?
Oh, yeah, the Golden Outback's up there. I'm good with
that. That's a faithful.
Yes, also attended on the 5th, the Golden Outback Sundowner. And just to report to council that I attended the AGM of the Golf Club and the AGM of the Bowling Club. Both clubs had all committee members elected and a very financial for both clubs, so all going on for the town.
Thanks, Ainsley. Councillor Cruz.
Yeah, attended the Golden Outback. Also attended the Golf AGM.
Thank you. Councillor Gore.
Just the Golden Outback for me, thank you.
Councillor Lovoska.
Golden Outback. I went to the second meeting with Jazz on the 4th of May. Went to the WBG meeting as well. I'll say the Golden Outback.
Yep.
That's about it, really.
Yep. I had the Golden Outback Sundowner and did the town tour with the whole board, which was a really good one. Had a WeRock meeting on the Friday at Bruce Rock.
Bruce Rock.
Had a Great Eastern Zone Executive Committee meeting on Tuesday early in the morning, and that was my bits and pieces other than talking to the Acting CEO about a couple of things. Okay, thank you. On to 8, anyone with financial interests or proximity interests, etc. There being none, we'll now hand over to the Acting CEO for matters requiring a council decision. Thanks,
okay.
Jess.
Item 9.1.1 is accounts for payment for April for 2026. The accounts of payment are presented to council in the interest of accountability and providing information on council expenditure. This includes the MasterCard of $3,810.54 and fuel card transactions of $635.05. So is there any questions in relation to this month's list of accounts?
No questions.
If not, my officer recommendation is that the April 2026 account submitted to today's meeting on municipal direct debit from 4930 to 4945 and electronic transfers EFT 8272 to 8334, inclusive of the Department of Planning and Infrastructure, creditors and bank fees, direct debits and credit card payments totalling $628,429.85 be passed for payment.
Someone prepared to move. Move Councillor Della Bosca, second to Councillor Cruz. Anybody against? No one being against? Carried.
So item 9.1.2 is a monthly statement of financial activity for April 2026. The monthly statement of financial activity is a record of Council's activity and financial performance during the reporting period of April. On page 5 of the report, there's still a healthy closing surplus of $1.9 million. And then going on from page 9 is the explanation of variances by reporting program or higher variances. Sorry, I've highlighted the variances greater than $10,000 or 15%, which there's a few expenses and only two income accounts. There's been an increase to the 07112, which is expenses for HAC, of $58,303 due to the increase in client need, which Stacey's had to transact through. There's also an increase to the annual leave and long service leave account, which is 14203 of $40,253, which is long service leave paid out for Bill. There's also increase to 14304, which is tyres and tubes, for $12,325, which is for P4, the Freightliner. There's the trailer drive tyres have been replaced. There's also an increase to office admin, which is 14501 for $24,831, which was repairs to the toilet system and installation of the security system through the museum or Cooper's Garage. And the two income accounts was 14523, which is admin reimbursement, which was the $19,432 for Chantel's paid parental leave scheme. And increase to 14701 was an increase for the unclassified, which is the $30,676 for the sale of land under the conditional land release. So my officer recommendations is that the council adopt the monthly financial report for the period ending April 2026 and note any material variances greater than 10,000 or 15%.
Everyone's happy with the explanation. Is someone prepared to move? Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. All those against? No one being against? Carried.
Item 9.1.3 is a GST reconciliation report for April 2026. The GST reconciliation is presented to Council for a means of indicating Council's current GST liability, which has an impact on the Council's cash flow. This month's report is only for $764. So my officer recommendation is that the GST reconciliation totalling $764 for the period ending April 2026 be adopted.
Someone prepared to move? Moved Councillor Cruz, seconded Councillor Guy. Anyone against? There no being anyone against? Is carried.
Okay, item 9.1.4 is the review of the code of conduct for the Council members, committee members and candidates. The purpose of this report seeks Council adoption of the updated model code of conduct of Council members, committee members and candidates as required under the Local Government Act 1995. The new supporting regulations were introduced following the Local Government Amendment Act of 2024. The amendment regulations was gazetted on the 17th of December 2025 and commenced on the 1st of January 2026. The state government has introduced reforms to strengthen local government's oversight, including changing compliance handling and conducting frameworks to apply to electors, members, council members and candidates. To support these reforms, the Local Government Regulations Amendment, Local Government Amendment Act 2024, Regulation 2025, was gazetted on the 17th of December 25, and relevant provisions commenced from the 1st of January 2026. These amendments updated the Model Code of Conduct framework to align with a new compliance handling system as a result of the local government's must review and adopt and update the code of conduct reflecting these legislation requirements. As attached, I've revised the code of conduct with these legislation amendments. The changes primarily relate to the processes of managing complaints about alleged breaches of the code of conduct and introducing provisions under enabling oversight of the local government inspector. Changes are included, have been put in red format, so there's not many changes. It's, yeah, full on basically including the local government inspector and everything. So my officer recommendation is that the council, number one, approve the amended Shire of Westonia Code of Conduct for members. Council members, committee members and candidates in accordance with section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995, and number two, instruct the acting chief executive officer to distribute the amended code of conduct to all members, members, committee members and candidates for signing, and endorse the complaint about alleged breach form.
Now, after going all through that, prepared to move?
Yes.
Moved Councillor Dalabroska, seconded Councillor Faithfull. Anybody against? There being no one against, the motion is carried. And thank you, Jazz, for doing a great job in doing up that code of conduct on the Westonian Shire's behalf. Thank you. You did get a little.
Okay, 9.1.5 is the Siaka expansion project waiver of fees for development plans. The purpose of this report is for council to consider waiving the building / planning fees associated with the proposed Siaka development application for the four new 2x1 units on lot 501 at corner of Gold and Court Street. Siaka's in the processing to the second stage of the housing program, which involves the construction of 54 houses across the 11 Wheatbelt local governments. Of that 54 houses proposed, Westonia is set to receive 4 units. Planning approval was previously granted in 2017 for the original units, and Siaka is expecting to submit a development application for the additional units in the coming months. In anticipation of the application being lodged, Siaka has requested that participating councils waiver the application and building and planning fees, with the wavering amount contributing towards each council overall project contribution. Westonia's contribution towards the project is anticipated to be between $95,000 and $100,000, with the final amount to be confirmed in the coming weeks. Should council elect to waive the building and application fee, the waived amount will be deducted from council's overall contribution to the project. So my officer recommendation is that the council waive the building and planning fees associated with the proposed Siaka development application for the 4 new 2x1 units on lot 501, corner of Gold and Court Street, upon submission of the application. Number two, reduce council's contribution towards the construction of the units by the value of the building and planning fees waived. And number three, make an allowance in council's contributions for the $100,000 in the 26-27 budget.
Okay.
Is just one
question. Yes.
Is this normal procedure for the Siaka?
Every Siaka has actually Ross would know this, that it was brought up at the meeting, so everybody's actually been asked to take it to councils and put it through. So the only difference to ours is Bill suggested that we don't have to come back. He asked me to put in the budget allocation so we don't have to do it later on.
Someone prepared to move? Moved Councillor Faithfull, seconded Councillor Simmons. Anybody against? Being no one against, the motion is carried.
Okay, item 9.2.1 is an application for exploration licence 76811. This report seeks council comment on an exploration licence in the south part of the Shire. I have attached a map for you. It's down Borough. The Shire has been advised by the application, has been advised of an application for exploration lodged by Aussie Wide Mining Titles Management on behalf of Serena Minerals Limited on mining or application E706811. The application refers to land in the southern portion of the Shire. Serena Minerals Limited is an ASX listed company exploring for gold, base metals and uranium projects. I have included all our standard conditions, so my officer recommendation is that we grant approval to Serena Minerals Limited to carry out drilling along section of council controlled road reserves with the respect of exploration licence as shown on the attachments with all our standard conditions.
Yep. Everyone can read all those conditions, they're just normal for what we do. Someone prepared to move? Moved Councillor Cruz, seconded Councillor Simmons. Anybody against? There being no one against, motion is carried. Works and services, we've got in our report. Environment, health and planning, building services, there's none. Elected members, most of which previous notice has been given, there's none. New, there's a late agenda item. So someone
needs to be prepared to move to include that. We need to move a motion to
motion to move that this be reported to move Councillor Faithfull and seconded Councillor Cruz. All there being no one against, the motion is carried, and I'll hand over to the acting CEO to go through.
Okay. Item 11.1 is the sale of surplus items at the playground equipment. At the ordinary council meeting held last month, on the 23rd of April 2026, council resolved to authorise myself to invite expressions of interest for the sale and removal of the surplus playground equipment at Cyril Perrin Park as part of the planned playground upgrade project. The expressions of interest closed on yesterday, the 20th of May 2026. We'd received three submissions, one from Jasmine Parker, one from the Uniting Church in Meriden, and one from Ralph Harmer. I spoke to Bill this morning and he's come up with a solution on how to handle the disposal of them. So he suggested that I sell the climbing complex equipment, the complex climbing thing that they had in the park, to the Uniting Church. Jasmine didn't want the whole thing at the school, so she just wants the front section, which is closest to the pool. So she only wants that first little bit. And Bill said because she's local, that should be a recommendation, so she can take that. And then he also suggested that because the Uniting Church were wanting to buy both, offer them the balance to be taken. So that's why I said that our offer recommendations accept the expression of interest from Steve Higgins for the Uniting Church to purchase the climbing complex for about amount of $2,000. Then accept the expression of interest from Jasmine Parker for the purchase and removal of the school front section for an amount of $800. And then offer the school back section to Steve Higgins and the Uniting Church to purchase that for $200. So it comes $2,000 and $1,000 all up. And then The fourth bid is to authorise myself to finalise the arrangements and relates to the removal and disposal of the playground equipment.
Everyone understand that? So your officer's recommendation is as stands. Is there someone prepared to move that way? Moves Councillor Bosco, seconded Councillor Cruz. Anybody against? There being no one against, the motion is carried. Date and time of the next meeting is the 18th of June. There being no further business, declare the meeting closed, and thank everyone for your attendance. Thank you.